أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة، وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Moving on to verse number 280 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke of the different forms of charity, the virtues of spending towards charitable causes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then went on to condemn the sin and the crime of interest and the harms which are a direct result of engaging in an interest-bearing transaction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now moves on to certain laws and rules pertaining to debts. Allah commences by explaining the person who is in debt, a debtor who is in financially constrained situation and he cannot meet the commitment. You have a person who owes you money, or who has taken money from you, or who has purchased an item from you and he cannot meet the commitment and he is in financially constrained circumstances. Allah explains the rule pertaining to such a person. Allah says, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةً. And if the debtor is ذُو عُسْرَةً, عُسْرَةً means difficulty. For example, in Surah أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَةً. عُسْرَةً means he finds himself in very difficult circumstances. He is genuinely in a difficult position and he cannot pay his dues. He cannot fulfill the amount which he owes you or which he has taken from you. What should you do as the creditor? Allah says, فَنَظِرَةً. نَظِرَةً, give him respite. Give him more time. إِلَى مَيْسَرَةً, until he finds himself in a position of ease. مَيْسَرَةً from يُسْرَ. يُسْر means until he's comfortable, financially comfortable. He's no longer in that constrained circumstances and now he can afford to pay back what he has owed you. Allah says, give him the respite. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, for each day that you have given him respite, Allah gives you the reward of giving the amount which he owes you in charity. Allah gives you that reward. Although you're going to get it back, it's going to come back to you. But because you were considerate towards his circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each day, if he owes you 20,000 rand, for every day that you have given him respite, Allah gives you the reward of giving 20,000 rand in charity. So one situation or one scenario is where you give him the respite. The second, and this is the better approach, and Allah says this is of course much more rewarding, is where you remit a certain amount or you waive the entire debt. وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah says, and to remit the debt, to write off the debt, or to minus a portion of the debt that he owes to you, as a form of charity, antasaddaqu, as a form of charity, khayrun lakum. Allah says, this is even better. This is even better than giving the person respite. In kuntum ta'lamun, if you only know. Verse number 281. This is the last verse of the Quran that was revealed. Revelation ended with this verse, which we are about to study. This verse was revealed approximately 11 days before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the revelation of this verse, no other verse was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The last chapter that was revealed was Idha Ja'a Nasrullah wal Fath, Suratul Nasr. That was the last chapter that was revealed in its entirety. The last verse is a verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the day when we shall all return to Allah. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear the day, be conscious of the day. Never forget the day when you all shall be returned back to Allah, when you shall all be brought back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is a very powerful message with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the revelation of the verse. That throughout your life, keep this day before you. It is the only thing which will motivate you to willingly surrender to the will and the command of Allah. When you keep on reminding yourself about your destination, that I'm going back to Allah, I'm going back to Allah, I will be questioned, I will be held accountable for everything I do. Allah completes the revelation of the Quran by reminding us of that great day. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا, fear the day when you all shall be brought back to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسْ مَا كَسَبَتْ, every soul shall be given in full whatever it has earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they shall not be wronged in the least. May Allah grant us the understanding.